Shoes.
Recorded live.
Hello, everybody. This is Rick Reynolds, and you are on the Recovery Library Q&A call for the Affair Recovery website, and it's January the 30th. I want to welcome everybody to the call. We have two questions today, so let's get to it. First question. Rick, I am asking this out of a hurting heart and total confusion. What do you do when your spouse no longer will participate in the post-EMS calls and homework? I thought communication was the key. I want nothing more than for our marriage to be reconciled, so I'm really confused. Should I stay in the group and participate, though I don't have my spouse with me? I really thought between the hope for healing in conjunction with our tight group from EMS that it would be so beneficial in our recovery. Do you think that the refusal to participate is a signal that our marriage is in a very fragile place? My spouse did not participate in some of the classroom exercises at EMS either, but then she was just blindsided by the truth. Now everything is on the table about my infidelity and my abuse as a child, and I'm finally ready to talk and express all these feelings that I've had locked up for so many years. And I don't have a spouse who wants to talk with me, let alone discuss or entertain all the subsequent feelings about the infidelity and our marriage. I know this is an easy question to answer, so any advice you can give would be greatly appreciated. So, as you said, this is a very easy one, correct? You know, honestly, in a situation like this, where your wife doesn't want to communicate, I don't know if it's because she's angry about more information or if she's just hurt or if it's a combination. Frequently, somebody can get really discouraged. And the big question that the hurt spouse is always trying to answer is, am I a fool for choosing to be with you? Are you a good risk? Are you not a good risk? So in answer to your first question, I would continue doing everything you can do, whether she participates or doesn't participate, unless she comes to the point where she specifically asks you not to do it. At that point, I would certainly back off. But the only way she's going to know that there's hope is if she can see the continued work on your part, taking care of yourself. Ultimately, you've got to do this for you, not to save the marriage. And you really do want to become a person of integrity. As we always say on the Hope for Healing calls, you know, my mate's never my problem. My mate just reveals the problem in me. And ultimately, you know, she's probably seen some things in you and lost hope as a result of more information. Over time, if she sees you being consistent and trustworthy and truthful, that hope will probably begin to come back, but it may just seem futile to her at this point. So do what you can do. Don't press her. Just invite her, but don't push it. Tell her you certainly understand and let her have her feelings. There will probably be a time in the future if she sees continued consistency on your part that she can come back. Now, the last thing I want to say about that particular question you're asking too, do your hope for healing work. You may not have a place to you know, talk about your feelings with her, but you need to be talking about the feelings and really growing in your ability to express what's going on. So that hope for healing is a great place for you to do work and continue to grow for her and for yourself, I think, just as a husband in a marriage, you'll learn a lot. So don't stop that, and don't stop the EMS calls. I'm sure you'll still get support there, and she'll see you doing what you need to do, and hopefully someday she'll rejoin you. And if you're still on that call, then that relationship is still there, and it won't feel like a group of strangers. She'll just be welcome back. So that was a good question. Hang on just a second here. Okay. Second question for today. I'm having trouble here, guys. I certainly apologize. I'm going so slow here. I can't find it. So I don't know what's going on. Hang on. Okay. Second question. Rick, how long does it typically take for the unfaithful spouse to get it, i.e. realize the hurt and damage that was caused to their spouse, not themselves? We are 5 months post-discovery, post-EMS. My wife was in an affair for 2.5 years. She hurts as badly as I do, but for different reasons. She's yet to understand my pain. Is this getting it a requirement for recovery or reconciliation? Does it take longer for women when they are the unfaithful spouse? Will she ever get it? I know you can't answer that, but what if she doesn't and or is never capable of understanding that? What does that do to the chances of repaired marriages? Your comments are appreciated. So you're 2.5 years past the affair. And she hurts as badly. So here are the questions you're asking. She's yet to understand my pain. Is this getting it a requirement for the recovery reconciliation? No, it is not. And I will tell you, it oftentimes takes a very, very long time. I've got one person I know it took probably 7 years before that individual is able to be to feel remorse ultimately for what they had done. And I know that sounds like an awfully long time, but they had a good marriage in the meantime and had really grown together. And it was really, I think, time and the fact that they were ultimately doing well. And honestly, this person's mate was incredible, just, you know, doing what they needed to do to be healthy, to be whole, and ultimately their spouse really began to respect them. And I think it was that fact that their spouse began to respect them that helped them eventually come to the place where they felt enough hope and began to look more at themselves. So it can take a very long time for that hurt and anger that was been built up and resentment over time to subside. So no, they do not have to get it for there to be recovery and reconciliation. It's nice when that's there in the front end. I think eventually it will come. Does it take longer for women when they're the unfaithful spouse? In my personal opinion, now this is all stereotypical and very generalized, but typically yes. Largely because when women have affairs, they typically are more checked out emotionally and probably have more resentments. And so a lot of times it's sort of backwards. I mean, normally the person who's been unfaithful would be the one most interested in saving the marriage. Frequently there's such ambivalence for a woman that they don't know which way they want to go, and the person most interested is then going to be their husband. So I do think sometimes it takes longer for the women when they're in the unfaithful spouse. Will she ever get it? I know you can't answer that, but what if she doesn't or is never capable of understanding? I do think she'll be capable of understanding, so the answer to that is yes, I think she will get it. And what does that do to the chances of a repaired marriage? I believe if, you know, the bigger question isn't whether or not right now your mate gets it. Your mate taking responsibility to stop the affair is going to be really important. Your mate's ability to at least be honest with you and process what your feelings are through all of this is terribly important. But their ability to be empathetic isn't necessarily critical, but certainly is helpful in your ability, I think, to come back toward them. It makes it feel much safer for you. Hopefully over time, she can give you signs that let you know that she is concerned for you, interested in you, and would love to be able to help you. And with that, I think just you're going to have to look more at actions potentially than words. And I think if you're patient and you feel that's where you need to be, eventually she will probably begin to come around and experience more remorse ultimately about what happened. Right now, for somebody who's ambivalent, she needs to understand that there's hope, that things can be different. And your focus on yourself becoming the man that you want to be, the man of integrity, is what ultimately has to cause her to question ultimately what she's doing. So that's the end of the questions today. I want to thank everybody for writing in. Thank you very much. And we look forward to joining you on the next call. So be sure to post those questions. Thank you.